relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
On behalf of the Nugent family and all working hard, playing hard American families in the asset column, thank you for driving home truth, logic, and common sense every day. We are with you.
America first. Magnificent.
Love our truck drivers. We need more of you guys to call. I know you're busy trying to save America, feed America, but we love you all. We're praying for you. That is one of my favorite liners. Thank you, Mr. G. We're in the swamp. We're in this fetid city, this rank city, which does mean we now and again get some amazing targets of opportunity who try to come here to help us drain the swamp. And when they're in town, I get a text or Mr. G gets a text and say, yes, come on down, come into the studio. And we're delighted to have with us a good friend of the show. He is the director, the national director for Priests for Life, Father Frank Bone, who's brought a special guest with him today, Janet Marana. Welcome both of you in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I brought behind the scenes from the very beginning of our ministry, she has been leading the way. Priests for Life wouldn't be as successful as it is.
I thought you were the central.
Well, you know, I'm out there in front all the time.
All right, well, we've got to discuss this brand new book that you brought with you, Everything You Need to Know About Abortion for Teens. That must be an incredible challenge to talk about that for that demographic. But first, have to get your latest update, your take, Father, on where we are, the reaction to the leak. I know everybody's praying right now for the decision imminently or maybe in June.
Right.
I've read it. I actually read the document, the leaked document, on video, on audio. If you want to know what's really in it, you need to go to my Twitter feed, my Rumble, because it's an amazing document. And it's clear. It's bad law. It has to go back to the states.
Right.
There is no history of being pro-abortion in Western civilization. Do you have a sense that the justices are going to hold the line, Father?
I'm convinced that they will. When it's a matter so fundamental to the Constitution as this is, I don't see them reversing course. Justice Alito in that document doesn't only reverse Roe v. Wade, he obliterates it.
And Casey, too.
And shows how weak the reasoning is, how untethered from the Constitution and from the history of America, how damaging it's been. It is a masterful job. I want to urge everyone to read that document because I'm convinced that's substantially going to be the argument that comes out in the official decision.
God willing, it's up to us, guys. Now Janet, as we were coming into the studio, you mentioned something that you both know a certain lady who for 49 years has been known as Jane Roe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us who she really was, because there's a lot of misinformation about her attitude to abortion after the decision. So who is Jane Roe?
Norma McCorvey, who I can say is a personal friend of mine. I stayed at her home in Dallas. She stayed at my home in New York. Father Frank actually brought her into the Catholic Church. Fact, Norma McCorvey never had an abortion.
What?
No, never. In fact, she was taken advantage of, basically. She was basically homeless. She already had two babies out of wedlock that her family, one was for adoption, her mother was raising one. And over a pizza lunch, she signed for Sarah Weddington on the dotted line. She goes, oh, yeah, we'll help you take care of your pregnancy. She signs on the dotted line. Do you think she spent one day in court? Not one day. Never heard from Sarah, really. And then, the day Roe v. Wade's decided, do you think your lawyer would pick up the phone and say, we won, Norma? You know how she found out? When she opened her door that morning and picked up the Dallas Morning Paper.
So I don't understand. What if she hadn't had an abortion, if she wasn't involved in the hearings, what was her utility to the industry of death? Why did they need her?
Well, they were looking, actually, you know, to find someone like her, not well-educated and kind of desperate situation, who just would be used like a puppet. And in fact, the companion case that day, the Doe of Doe v. Bolton, Father Frank and I know her, too. Both ladies, Sandra Cano, same thing. She was, her case was coming up through Georgia while Norma's was coming up through Texas. Uh-huh. And Sandra signed on the dotted line thinking she wanted her two children back out of foster care. It was her mother who wanted her to abort this child. And when Sandra found out, she left Georgia to Oklahoma to give birth to that child. She went to some other relative's home.
The truth of these things that have been misrepresented for decades. Father, as the person who brought her into the church, I have to ask you, because the conventional wisdom, the mainstream, is that afterwards she became very pro-life, a speaker, but on her deathbed she said it was all a lie, I didn't mean any of it. What is the truth about this lady who clearly has been exploited?
Yes, well, she continued to be exploited, unfortunately, but we accompanied her not only in the public events, but behind the scenes. And as a priest, I can tell you, not only as a priest, as a friend to her, she suffered immensely, and you can't fake that. She went through the deep, deep stages of conversion, repentance, psychological guidance of the wounds that she had incurred and that she had caused, and she suffered immensely. You can't fake that. When the cameras are away, she was not lying. She was sincere.
You know, in fact, Father Frank and I spoke to Norma less than an hour before she died, and she asked us and made us promise that we would continue the fight to overturn Roe v. Wade. Wow. And that night, when that document was released, I looked up and I said, Norma, we're almost there.
We're
going to keep our promise.
All right, so tell us about this brand new book, Everything You Need to Know About Abortion for Teens. Do they want to know?
Well, see, they need to know. That's the point. Because why? Planned Parenthood is preying on them in the schools, in high schools. They're on college campuses. So like it or not, they need to know about abortion. So what I do in the book, Seb, is I start back and I tell them about Norma Corby, Sandra Cano. I even tell them about Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who Father Frank and I knew. So I showed them how it was all built on lies. Then I introduced them, and this is what's great, Seb. In the middle of the book, they let me put in pictures of the unborn child, like a baby book,
gosh.
At 7 weeks. Uh-huh. So you can't buy the lie. It's a clump of cells.
Right. When you see that, it's a human.
And I challenge the young people, you know what? Why don't you ask your parents for your baby pictures starting from when you were in the womb? Because as you know, if you want the baby, everyone's showing the pictures. Yeah. If not, it's a glob of cells. So I show them the truth, and then I tell them what happens in an abortion exactly, comparing that it's not good medicine. And then I show them the voices of the women who bought the lie from Silent No More and the damage.
One of the most powerful lines in the Alito document is how an abortion is demeaning to the doctor as well.
Yes.
Wasn't that powerful?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the interests of the state, is to protect the integrity of the medical profession.
Yes.
Because Mississippi said, hey, we want to be able to do this. It demeans the doctor. We've worked, part of our ministry is actually working with ex-abortionists. And they are just devastated by what they do. A lot of people don't see that devastation.
The idea that you're supposed to be following the Hippocratic Oath,
do no harm,
and then you're taking the life of an unborn child. We're going to continue the discussion here on America First with our very special guests, Janet Marana and the National Director for Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3rd week, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The chant is my body, my choice, remember? But not if it's vaccines and masks. That's why we created the t-shirt at our store. We played on that Planned Parenthood image and we said, my body, my choice, be free, no mandates. Send a message to those around you that you believe in bodily autonomy, especially for the unborn. We're continuing our discussion with the Executive Director for Priests for Life. It's Janet Morano and the National Director, Father Frank Provone. I'm going to ask a very simple question. You've got your brand new book, Everything You Need to Know About Abortion. We've got 3 million listeners, plus everybody else on the podcast and who watches the video. What can those people do? Do they just sit back and pray, or can they be part of this war for the unborn?
They must be part of the war for the unborn, and I really want them all showing up in November and voting for pro-life candidates.
Yes.
Because with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it goes back to the states, and right now it's a battleground. There are some states, they love abortion, California, New York, Vermont, blah, blah, abortion to birth and beyond. And other states who have laws, trigger laws, that are going to protect the unborn, and then others who are in the middle. So this November election is going to be a defining moment in our history to permanent protection for our unborn brothers and sisters. Right. And the goal is so many women would never have an abortion if it's not legal.
If they knew.
If they knew.
Saw the pictures in this book.
Right.
Father, the role of all those who are listening and watching, what can they do to support you?
Yes. SupremeCourtVictory.com is a special website we've made about this case now, this Dobbs case, the Alito leaked opinion analysis of it, prayer campaign. You've got to, they need to know what this said and what it didn't say so that they can have intelligent conversations with their brothers and sisters. So SupremeCourtVictory.com, get involved with us there. Plenty to do. And of course, Janet, abortionandteens.com
for this book.
Okay, and priestforlife.org, please support these amazing people who... A civilization is measured by how it protects the most vulnerable, how it treats them, and that is the elderly and it is the unborn. Lastly, are you feeling confident, Father?
I am, very much so. This is the culmination now of 50 years of incredible work, prayer, sacrifice on behalf of many, many, tens of millions of Americans. And we're going to see a great victory in the next few weeks.
Janet, you feel confident?
Oh, absolutely. I do. You know, just the justices themselves saying, we will not be bullied, if you've been watching
right.
their statements.
Right.
And you know what? Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you should be more upset that our judicial system was under attack by that leak. Everyone should be upset about that.
Exactly. Taking, assaulting our constitutions, picketing outside the private homes of the judges
terrible.
In the highest court in the land. The book is Everything You Need to Know About Abortion for Teens, Janet Morano, and you've got to go to SupremeCourtVictory.com. Next, we're going to analyze everything you need to know about what happened in Pennsylvania in the primaries last night with a very special correspondent who knows exactly what he's talking about. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget, you can find out all the episodes past, all the new ones. You can find them at Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe today. It's free. Write a review. Share the links. We'll be back after these messages.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America First.
Poor stouty boy, it's not hard to boggle his little potato mind. Happy Friday, I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Have you had enough of COVID? Do you want to just blow away the COVID blues? Are you ready to travel? Join us for the trip of a lifetime, along with the director, none other, of 2,000 Mules. Yes, my Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza, and his lovely wife, Debbie, are joining me for the trip of a lifetime. It's our Stand With Israel tour. We're going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. We're going to visit the places you may only have read about in the Bible, standing there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, at the Garden of Gethsemane. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your seats today. I'm not vaccinated, I'm going, so you don't have an excuse not to join us. 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. you know you want to do it. Okay, so murder was committed on Capitol Hill this week. It was done in front of video cameras. It was shocking. It went viral, and I need to play you the cut of the man who went down and the woman who murdered him in broad daylight. Cut five, play cut.
They called is candidly and openly calling for a nationwide ban on all abortions with no exceptions for rape or incest. And if I've got that wrong, I would invite Ms. Foster to correct me. Do I have it wrong, yes or no?
If we added rape and incest exceptions, would you vote for it?
Okay, I reclaim my time, of course.
Shots fired. Man down. Help me. Help me. That's, of course, Jamie Raskin, the man with the most peculiar hairdo on Capitol Hill. He is a hater. He hates America. He hates you if you're a conservative. But he doesn't know what to do with powerful women. One of them, that one, who's right here in studio. God bless her. Catherine Glenn Foster. Welcome to America First.
Pleasure to be here.
So I just DM'd you, what, today or yesterday?
This afternoon, I think.
How rude of me. And you said you're still in D.C. And I said, can you come in studio? So who are you and how did you just do that? Because that was superb.
Well, thank you. I am president and CEO of Americans United for Life. I'm a constitutional attorney. I am a mom. I'm also a post-abortive mother. So I've walked in the shoes of these women. That's my mission, is to defend these women and make sure that no one else has to go through the same pain and suffering that I did and that my child did.
So that's the first thing that makes you a problem, because the usual excuse, well, you don't know. Yeah, you've never had an abortion. How would you know? Well, you have, so you can talk as somebody who's been there. Tell us about your organization, Americans United for Life. How did you get in front of Raskin, and what was the message? For those who don't have time to sit in front of C-SPAN for hours, what was your message?
C-SPAN 3, even a little bit harder to stomach,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, so as a constitutional attorney, I've been working for life for close to 15 years now, defending the human right to life in culture, law, and policy. And the House Judiciary Committee invited me to be the sole pro-life witness for this hearing called by the Democrats that was all about, you know, taking away women's rights and reversing rights and how terrible that was. And really, it was a show hearing and designed to intimidate the court.
And the others, we played some clips from the other experts. These are doctors, physicians who are actually going against the Hippocratic Oath, saying, I am a proud abortion provider, simply refusing to answer questions such as the very simple question, what do you do with the limbs of the aborted baby that you have to dissect and rip apart inside the womb when you do an abortion? Why do you think it is, Catherine, that it seems as if a doctor, a person of science, can't answer a very simple question like that?
You know, could they? Absolutely. Do they want to? Absolutely not. Because those questions, talking about the body parts, the specific arms and legs and hearts and livers, as we've heard, of unborn children, what that does is humanize them. It reminds people that we're talking about human beings and not just blobs of tissue or clumps of cells. And once we humanize them, once we know what abortion really is, even just what the child in the womb is, that it's a human being, then all of a sudden we see that Americans become much more conservative, much more pro-life, and they start to support our views and common sense restrictions on abortion just to protect women and protect children.
Yeah, absolutely. She is with us in studio for two more segments. I'm not letting her go anywhere, because after that performance, we have to find out more about Catherine Glenn Foster and her amazing organization, Americans United for Life. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, little old me. But it's not just Dr. G. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron. different story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debrin, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, we understand. Thank you, Mr. Connery. Welcome back, dear friends. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America first and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for your liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. I carry a 9mm Carr. Check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons at KAHR.com. And they also own the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons. Yes, the Deagle, and also Interordnance, including, I have one, it's so-called, the semi-automatic Thompson. Go to KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We are back with Catherine Glenn Foster. Follow her on Twitter at KateEC, as in, you know, Catherine with the C. KateEC, Catherine here in French, president and CEO of Americans United for Life, who just performed superlatively on Capitol Hill yesterday. We've shown the clip. If you haven't seen it, follow me on Twitter, Seb Gorka. It's right on my feed. Catherine, let me ask you, do you think the insanity of the left, the abortion till it's in the birth canal, the butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, saying, oh, you can have the baby and then afterwards decide with the mother whether they kill it or keep it. Clearly, they've overstepped the mark again and again and again. Do you think the leak of the Supreme Court document, I think, again, they messed up, that if they'd waited until the decision, then the crazies would have had no excuse not to be crazy. Now they have to maintain this for an extra month or two. Do you think it was a bad decision? And more importantly, do you think we're winning?
I think it was a terrible decision to leak that draft opinion because it spreads out the outrage. It disperses it. Right. It makes it just so much weaker when it's spread out over a month or 2 months, as opposed to the summer of rage that's been called for. If you had it all at once, it would have been so much more impactful, I think. They're doing this to try to intimidate the justices, and it is not working. We are winning the hearts and the minds of the American people. We're winning in the courts. We're winning in the state houses. We are winning across the board, and that is because of our greater knowledge of science, the ultrasound, our greater ability with medical science to save the lives of younger and younger children. Look, even back in the 60s, we saw the cover of Time magazine. We knew what was in the womb. Right. There was no question about that. But the more that the American public has seen that, the more we discuss abortion, the more we win. And we saw that after New York. The New York legislature, they passed their Reproductive Health Act, which was one of the most radical laws we had seen in the United States until that Women's Health Protection Act, so-called, in Congress. And it was terrible. It would wipe away just about every pro-life law on the books, you know, fetal homicide, anything you can think of, gone. Informed consent, gone. But after that law passed, what we saw was that all those pro-choice people up in New York, they looked at that law, they said, well, I thought I was pro-choice, but I'm not nearly that pro-choice. This goes, you know, 1,000 degrees too far. So actually, maybe I'm actually pretty pro-life. And we saw this incredible swing to the conservative side, to the pro-life side. And as soon as we saw that, we knew that we had the American public. We have the vast majority of people who want abortion to be either totally illegal or mostly illegal, just rare circumstances. Yeah. most Americans agree with us. It's just some out-of-touch politicians up in D.C. and New York who don't.
Like the new mayor who was doorstepped and asked as he was walking somewhere, does he agree with any restrictions on abortion? And he said no. That's Eric Adams. That's a former cop. Quite shocking. Let me try and tie some threads together, if I may, here, Catherine. I just saw this on TikTok, and I think it relates to all of the issues we've been discussing now here. This is a mother in a changing room at some store with her son, who must be, I don't know, 6 years old. I want to play this for our millions of listeners and viewers, and maybe we can connect some dots here. Play cut.
Okay, hold on. You love it, and you want it, and you picked it out, but you don't want it for school. Can you tell me why?
Because last time I wore a dress to school, everybody called me a girl.
Oh. Well, what did we learn from My Shadow is Pink?
Even when you wear a dress, you're not a girl.
What makes a shirt for a boy or a girl?
Nothing.
So do you want this? You picked it out.
I do want it.
You want to wear it all the time at home, but not at school, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I don't want to get made fun of, and that's what they always do when I wear pink stuff.
I'm sorry,
but
baby.
Not when I do it only on special occasions.
What makes you like dresses so much?
I just like dresses.
So I think that's child abuse. And what kind of mother films their six-year-old boy in a changing room, taking his clothes off, putting on a dress with a tutu, and then tries to make some kind of political video out of it? I think all of these things are connected, whether it's transgender, whether it's the culture of death and abortion. They're in a kind of death spiral, Catherine. They can never let off the gas. They just go one more step. And I think that's helping people wake up. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. Sometimes I despair for our nation and our nation's children they're under attack. Yeah. Our nation's children are under attack, whether they're in the womb or in the schoolhouse or no matter where they are. I think that the left knows that they need to go after the next generation. They need to indoctrinate them young and not let them hear the truth that you and I know so well. Because as soon as people hear about the baby parts, as soon as you hear about the arms and the legs, as soon as people hear about the truth about these late-term abortions, then they start waking up, and we win even faster than we were already. I was talking with a nurse from New York recently who works for an OBGYN. And that OBGYN had no idea that late-term abortions even happen in our nation. Had no idea.
Wow.
He said, prove it. Yeah. So she had and his mind was blown. Now he's pro-life. He's fighting for us. But that's what people need to hear.
Well, I think what you said previously is the key. The more people know about what abortion is, the more they're against it. And by the way, full credit to... She's been on the show anonymously because of the death threats against her. But thank you. Full credit to Libs of TikTok, who, of course, is the person who got us that video. Thank you for what you do. You know who you are. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Come to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else to find relief and only failed to do so? If that's the case, do what I did. Try Relief Factor. I had lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and I'm pain-free 3 years plus now. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. Listen to Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Do you hear those words? Pain-free. That should be you. That could be you. But there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. And seriously, what have you got to lose except the pain? Call now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
The president's son and his company brought in about $11 million between 2013 and 2018, working as an attorney, a board member to a Ukrainian gas company accused of bribing a prosecutor, and for a joint venture involving a Chinese businessman now accused of fraud, according to an NBC News analysis of a copy of Biden's hard drive and iCloud account obtained by NBC from a representative for Rudy Giuliani, as well as documents released by a Senate committee. During the campaign, then-candidate Biden denied his son profited off a China connection.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company. A snapshot of Hunter Biden's spending shows that for about 5 months in late 2017 and early 2018, he spent more than $200,000 a month on things like luxury hotel rooms, cash withdrawals, dental work, and payments on a Porsche, according to documents on the hard drive.
That's not Fox News. That's not Newsmax. That's NBC. NBC telling the truth about Hunter Biden, who's going to be thrown under the bus next. Today was Hillary in the Sussman trial. Have they had enough of slow Joe and Beijing Biden? It's going to be a very interesting week. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have in studio Catherine Glenn Foster. She is a fighter, a warrior for the unborn, president and CEO of Americans United for Life. That's AUL.org. If you like this show, if you want to tell the world who you are, check out our store, SebGorkaStore.com. Hottest item right now, because they think it's an insult. You're loving it. It's the Ultra MAGA t-shirt with the president in his superhero get out. Check out Ultra MAGA. It says USA November 2024. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. Catherine, tell us in your fight to protect the unborn, what has been the most effective method or message to bring people over to the truth?
You know, I'm a fighter, I'm a lawyer, and that's our instinct, right, is to want to fight to protect the most vulnerable among us. I wish that there was a one-size-fits-all sentence or quip or something that we could say that would just automatically convert people, because then we would just say it, right, and, you know, be like, you know, all the entire country all of a sudden gets it. And that's unfortunately not the case. You know, there's so much hardening of heart. There's so many lies that have been perpetrated for decades. And so really, I think in my case, and for everyone I know, it's really the power of story.
Yes.
When I sit down with someone, I share my story, what I experienced with my abortion, and then everything that I've done since. When I listen to someone else's story, whether they're, you know, allied with me or whether they're on the other side, then we can start to find common ground. We can start to find points of agreement where we agree that women should be helped, where we agree that we can come together. And that is where we can start making inroads and change hearts and minds.
It's always the same. It's stories, stories, stories. That's how you touch people's hearts. Support this organization, AUL.org. Next, someone who's been fighting on the front lines of the parents' revolt against the teachers and the unions. Thanks for all your kind comments. It's 28 pounds I've lost already. Check it out, myphdprogram.com. Back after these messages.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.